With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Emergency calls to 911 went unanswered Monday morning. A failure occurred around 7 a.m., which prevented residents of Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Prince Edward Island from connecting with emergency services for roughly 2 hours. The minister responsible for the Emergency Management Office, John Lohr, says to his knowledge, this may be the first time a 911 system has ever gone down anywhere in Canada.
Our goal is not to have a split second of disruption of the 911 services. That's our goal. And just to have 2 hours lost this morning is very, very shocking to us.
Officials at the EMO Center sent a message out over the Nova Scotia Emergency Alert System at 8:08 a.m. Lohr says the time was needed to gather alternate telephone numbers and ensure those numbers were correct and working before providing them to the public. At this point, the minister says he's unaware of any situation where someone needed help and didn't receive it during the 2 hours 911 was down. At a press availability Monday afternoon, Minister Lohr explained the 911 system is operated separately from other cellular or landline systems and is built to a more robust and higher standard than those established by the CRTC for personal and business use. There are multiple redundancies built into the system which are supposed to prevent any disruption to the service. Several municipalities took it upon themselves through their social media channels to provide residents with a list of telephone numbers their residents could call to connect with local help. Lohr says the provincial center informed the municipal units about the breakdown, and while the two level of governments work together during emergencies, the 911 system is a provincial responsibility. The provincial team were focused on getting help out to all corners of Nova Scotia.
The municipalities are incredibly important partners for us in our EMO plan, and each municipality has their own EMO plan, and this PCC is the Provincial Coordination Center. We would coordinate with the Municipal Emergency Measures Offices, but as Paul Mason has said, the 911 system is overarching, so that would be our responsibility.
The 911 system is operated by Bell across the three provinces, and the company is still investigating the cause of the system failure. Lohr says he expects they will provide an update once they determine the reason for the communications blackout. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.